welcome everybody to Different Strokes
of Different Folks.
And we are your two hosts. My name, Reese One.
And I'm Gadget. Joining us today we're going to talk about comedians and what we find funny. Before we talk about that, I have a shout out.
Let's hear what that shout out is, I say. Okay.
One guy on my Meet Me account said that I had a beautiful voice and good talk.
Whoop, whoop.
And he said, you sound funny.
At least we know he got a sense of humor, I say.
So
does yeah. This Meet Me guy have a name?
I can't pronounce it. I'm so bad with names.
You spell it.
It's IKRAM.
IKRAM.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's like a cram.
I think so.
My bad if I pronounced your name the wrong way, man. Ikram.
So yeah, so we got a shout out from him, so woo.
You still such a nerd. So let's go ahead and talk about favorite comedians. Who are some of your favorite comedians?
One of my favorite comedians is Gabriel Iglesias.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's funny.
So, can you tell me why Fluffy is funny to you?
It just, his jokes are original and, you know, it's not like, to me, I feel like when he does his comedians, he wants to be there and not just like he has to be there or he's forced to do it. He does it because he loves making people laugh and he loves making people telling jokes. Sorry, I'm repeating myself, aren't I?
You're funny!
Oh. Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
You said Gabriel Iglesias.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it has nothing to do with chocolate night or nothing to do with I think it's up to like 7 levels of fatness.
I told you I find it funny that chocolate cake is funny, and you know.
Or you can't mention nothing about the Pepsi C, or the police situation. I damn near pissed myself. Or you can smell it. Or those things. You just give us a. He was a great comedian.
I was explaining why I feel like I find him funny. You didn't ask me what I thought what he said was funny. You asked me why I thought he was funny.
Yeah, but that's some of the examples of why he's funny. But I can agree 1,000,000,000% on Gabriel Iglesias. And the reason being is because not only does he just want to be there, not like he has to do it, as she said, but the truth is, he is actually the person he is on stage. in person. Actually, I had a few friends of mine meet Mr. Iglesias. Or should I say Iglesias? Do you spell that with an E? Type situation. So I've actually had a few people meet him. And every single one of them has said the exact same thing. That is one of the most down-to-earth people you would ever meet. And considering the man has literally worked his butt off to lose weight and everything else, I'm just glad he never really had a fluffy gate, you know?
Mm-hmm.
His own little scandal. So, yeah. Do you have any other comedians?
I used to, like, I still follow him, but not as much. Jeff Dunham.
It's Jeff Dunham.com. But you say you don't follow him anymore?
I still do, but it's just I don't find him funny anymore.
So why don't you find him funny anymore?
Well, after he got his divorce, it wasn't funny. It just, like, he was more, before his divorce, he was more carefree with his jokes, and it was more personable. But after his divorce, it felt like more he had to be there and just not as caregiving and free. You know what I mean?
Why do you want Ahmed the Dead terrorist to kill you? Tell me why.
I mean,
come on, man.
I like some of his acts. I do. I like Peanut and Ahmed is funny, but it's not to me funny anymore.
Well, it's hard as a comedian to build a stage presence that will transcend to and even translate from one generation to the next. I mean, you said Fluffy. So far, Fluffy has transcended from the typical comedian to a mass person who has a lot to offer. Wow. Jeff Dunham don't have it that way. He don't. I mean, yes, he is a great ventriloquist.
Mm-hmm.
The man is talented. But outside of the Prius, he has a hard time making his material stay fresh. So, I get it. Do you have any other comedians?
I used to like Kevin Hart too, but you know.
Don't you know when you say that, man, you gotta say it with your chest. Say it with your chest. I say. Come on, you gotta say it with your chest.
I used to like Kevin Hart, but I don't anymore.
Oh, well, now why don't you like Kevin Hart anymore?
He's not funny.
Why would you say that?
After he started doing movies, it's just he became rude and nasty, and his jokes are rude and nasty, and I don't find that funny.
His jokes are rude and nasty.
And it comes off as a complete a-hole. Just
no, I think you fell into what's classified as tabloid twist. I just feel like you fell into what's classified as a tabloid twist. I mean, what you tell me, in your opinion, exactly what is different about him?
From he became more of an a-hole.
And from what perspective?
As his jokes.
He became more of a booty warrior. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because of his jokes. So, for instance, can I get an example?
Like, the last... I liked his first couple of shows.
Mm-hmm.
And then... there was another one, I don't remember the names because, you know, I'm bad with show names and bad with people's names. Mm-hmm. That all he was talking about was just like, you know, he would kick his girlfriend out of a bow, and it just something that's not funny to me.
So for him to basically take one of the stories that you didn't like, one of his joke cycles that you weren't the best with, you completely just trash all of him because of that?
Yeah, pretty much.
Aren't we fickle? Ooh.
Shallow.
Okay, so any other comedians?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Three comedians.
Yeah.
We ain't got no older comedians, no newer comedians, no dinosaur comedians.
I mean, there's comedians I watch, but I don't know the names. It just... sometimes my friends on Facebook post stuff and I watch it and it's funny, but I don't know their names. I told you I'm bad with names.
You said that. Yes, you did. But you can't be so bad with names that you couldn't look on Facebook and find at least one. You couldn't find my name.
I like your thoughts, really. Does that help?
Here's your side.
No. Anybody that's else? Not Jeff Foxworthy. That's the other guy. Anyways.
You sure about that?
Yes.
Jeff. Oh my gosh, Jeff Foxworthy does. No, he might be a redneck.
Larry the Cable Guy. Yeah, no. You might be a redneck.
Jeff Foxworthy might be a redneck. The other guy, I can't think of his name off the top of my head.
Here's your sign with the label. I see. It's a Larry the Cable Guy. Get it done. That's who that is. Yeah.
Uh huh.
But go ahead, I'm listening.
I can't think of his name. Shut up.
Boom, boom. You lose, I say. You lose.
You know what? So, stop being mean.
I'm being mean.
Bill Ingram.
Oh, then you finally come. Bill Ingram. That's what I said.
I didn't say Ingram. I said Invol. E-N-V-I-L-L.
Invol. Bill Invol. Okay.
Hi. He's the one that goes through your side.
Okay, I said.
I thought Jeff was really funny.
You like, oh, you also.
Ooh, shots fired. So, are there any comedians that you like?
No.
So far we have, these are the comedians she likes, y'all. She likes Gabriel Iglesias.
Mm-hmm.
She liked. Oh, she liked. Let me correct myself before I say it wrong. She liked. This past tense. Jeff
Dunham.
.com. She liked. Kevin Hart. Say it with your chest. And she thinks Jeff Foxworthy, Bill Evil, and she didn't mention Larry the Cable Guy, but all as dinosaurs. So that tells us a lot about what she thinks on the comedian front. Are there any comedians from movies you like?
I don't watch comedian funny shows.
What about any?
I liked Robin Williams.
You could have mentioned him, you know.
I'm sorry.
Anybody else?
I'm trying to think.
Carrie. Oh, I'm just giving, you know, her thinking music, y'all. That's all. I'm just giving her thinking music.
Carrie.
Okay. Jim Carrey. Okay. Anybody else?
Then not name. Sorry.
So, not only is she not good with names, but she isn't good with comedian movies either. Oh, she went way back. Okay, so we have her list of comedians, which is short.
Well, funny. I'm sorry.
Ooh, now, what we're gonna do is off the break, I will get into a few names that are my favorite, and I will actually mention some movies and such. Yeah. Ooh, Stinger! And it'll be right after this break. Or
back. Woo!
And I'm gonna get straight into my comedians. Because, yes, he did say a few names I 100% agree with. I agree with her. Okay. Yes, I know, right? Me? Agree with the net like her? Yeah, I know, right? Gabriel Iglesias is definitely funny. Jeff Dunham is definitely decently funny. Bill Engvall is funny. Kevin Hart has a good of, he has good funny material. He has an awesome personality, but he has hits and misses, which I totally respect. I do also enjoy Jeff Foxworthy.
What's with the accent?
I enjoy Larry. I enjoy Larry the Cable Guy.
I'm glad you enjoyed Larry the Cable Guy.
Because he liked to get it done. But anyway, I enjoy a lot. A lot, honestly. A lot. You know, here's some names. I'ma just give the names. Eddie Griffin was funny. I had to give a dramatic pause. Whoa! Bernie Mac. I'm sitting tired. Oh, you always doing something. Hold all of you. Always saying something. Excuse me. You better stop playing games with me. I don't know what's wrong with you. Always thinking someone ain't funny. Oh, I don't know. He was funny. He was mean. It's all outdoors, but he was funny.
Okay, if you then say so.
Then you have one of the comedians that I enjoy speaking like. Even though he did, unfortunately, get beat up by a seventh grader at one time in his life. He is the pimp of pimps. He is the man of men. And he has the Pimp Chronicles. Yes, my people, I am talking about Cat Williams.
Boo.
Hey. Don't you ever, and I mean ever, disrespect the pimp. Don't make me give you a pimp prayer, okay? Boo. No, don't make me. Hold on.
And he's a short, eeky-weeky little man.
I pray to you, Lord, to give me the strength to give this woman the power of the left. Okay? So, understand, he had his funniest moments. Now, somebody else that I thought was hilarious. Chris Tucker. What, you gonna have beef with that one too?
No.
Yeah, okay. Huh? Oh, okay.
No.
Yes.
I had a beef with the show, but not with him.
What show did you have with Chris Tucker?
Everybody Hates Chris. Kind of stupid.
Chris Rock. Oh, Lord, you got, she's a stereotypical person, PayPal. Nobody is talking about Chris Rock. I'm talking about,
okay, look here, man.
Look here, man. Do not.
I'm sorry. I got a cute. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. Please forgive me.
She done got Chris Rock and Chris Tucker mixed up. Ooh. Now, then I enjoyed for a teeny bit.
Steve Harvey.
Oh, no, 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 no. Not at all. I was not a fan of Steve Harvey when it comes to the comedian thing. Okay? He has funny actions. He just has funny actions. Let me make that clear. I'm not saying he's not funny at all. He has funny actions. He's just not a funny person.
Well, I was talking about on Family Feud, not...
No, it's just kind of like a grumpy old man putting his opinion on how everybody else plays the game. Just saying, my opinion. Now, I was a fan of the Wayans family. The Wayans family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a whole family. You know, Damon, Kenan. You had Sean and Marlon. You had their sister. And Lord knows about 50 more others. And they did wonderful with a few movies I'll mention in a bit. Then... Right now, I am looking. Oh, let me not forget my boy. Ooh. Before I get into any movies, let me mention my boy, Trevor Noah. Did you say who?
Yes, I did.
Oh my goodness. Well, first, let me tell you how he says battery. Okay? It's not battery, it's battery. So, respect the man's name. He is.
Said who?
You need to look him up. He's on The Daily Show.
Good for him.
Don't be hating, okay?
I'm not hating. I'm just like, good for him.
You are drinking Haterade from a straw right now, okay? I bet if you saw a picture of him, you wouldn't have had too much. Well, never mind. You don't like light-skinned people. Therefore.
I did. Yeah. Mister.
So, he's mixed. And he's from South Africa. He's a cool cat. Hilarious. He's hilarious.
Who was mixed?
He is hilarious. So,
I don't.
You say what?
Who was biracial?
Who?
Who that?
What was his name? Look here. You said who?
Who the who?
Oh, okay. What's that got to do with comedians, I say?
Light skin, brother.
As I was speaking,
I was saying, I needed somebody who's biracial. So therefore.
Bam, crash, boom. Let me finish, please. I was messing with you. I was playing around, messing with you. Do you have to have a bologna and cheese sandwich right now?
No.
Okay, I wanted to make sure. So, as I was saying, some other comedians that comes to mind. I'm still a fan of pretty much the All That show. And I'm not just talking about the 90s version. They do okay with the newer version too as well. Yes, All That has come back on television. I can't let go of
the show. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know about the show All That?
No.
You've never seen All That?
No.
Oh my Lord, you have been so depraved. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Let me do this.
Oh my gosh. I need you to go after this episode and go look up
all that and look at a few skits. You had, have you ever heard the name Kenan Thompson?
No.
Have you ever heard of Kale Mitchell? Have you ever heard of Kenan and Kale?
Yes.
That is Kenan Thompson and Kale Mitchell. Who loves orange soda? Kale loves orange soda. Is it true? I do. Ooh. Just saying. I don't know how. You don't know who these people are.
Really?
Have you ever heard of Amanda Bynes? You know, about 6-7 years ago, potentially, she was in the news because people thought she was crazy and had issues with her family and things like that.
That doesn't help because they're crazy. People be accused of crazy. Britney Spears and
Let me explain something about Britney, okay? Before we ever get into Britney Spears, in this woman's defense, she deserves to be in control of her own money. She went through some situations. We all go through them. Leave the woman alone.
Mariah Carey too. I'm just saying, the media portrays her as a crazy wacko. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Nick Cannon. You've heard of Nick Cannon.
Uh-huh.
He came from all of that. Yeah, all that.
Okay.
Fluffy came from all that.
Mm-hmm.
Ariana Grande came from all that.
Good for Ariana Grande. Still don't like her music.
Ooh. Shots fired. You just don't like a lot of people. Maybe we need to do an episode on you not liking people.
I don't like what people?
You just don't like a lot of people.
I don't. You already knew.
So, let's see here. Who else do we have here? I enjoy the variety shows on some occasions. Like I said, Nick Cannon with his Wildin' Out, which needs to come
until
back.
Until he went after that one rapper.
Hey. They squashed the beef. It's done. It's over with. It's been resolved.
I know, but I'm just...
As far as his music career is one thing. His TV show is another. Even when he went after my boy, Eminem, my favorite rapper of all time. Even though he went after him, musically, M was killing him. And didn't even have to make music on him like that. But that's cool. As a comedian,
Nick Cannon. His career by going after Eminem. I'm like, what is he doing?
Well, you know what? It happens. It happens. It does happen. A lot of people, but you know, you do have to have. I'm not saying Nick Cannon don't have any hit songs, because there is a hit song that I still play to this day out of respect.
Is it a one-hit wonder?
No, believe it or not, it's not a one-hit wonder. He has a few songs. You know, he does have. Now, everybody sits here and laughs about the Gigolo song, but he does have Dime Piece. Now, let's make that clear. He does have that. That actually did something. He had a CD titled White People Party. I'm just saying.
I didn't say there were great songs on it. I said he had the CD title that it was okay CD. And yeah, you know, Anyway. Anyway. There were plenty of comedians, and actually something I watch now, I typically watch it on Facebook, and it's dry bar comedy. It's actually pretty good. I mean, it really is. It's comedians who've been doing it for a good while. There are some hits, some misses with people, but honestly, hey, it's not that everyday raunch style comedy, I'll say. Oh, and here's an interesting one. I'm a fan of ERB. You know what that is, don't you?
No.
You don't know what ERB is? Oh my God.
No, I don't know what that is.
Bubble Balls Hickory! Rap Battles of History.
Oh, okay. Watch those. Oh my God, those I'm such a blonde.
And they are still awesome. And they killing it even now. I enjoy them. No, you're such a nerd. I say nerd. So again, I'm telling you. But now when it comes to movies, I was a fan of part of the Scary Movie franchise. The first two were cool. After that, I just couldn't get into 3, 4, 5. Hey, and they had Morgan Freeman in 5. So, I mean, but I still couldn't get into it. Even though they had Queen Latifah in one of them. I mean, don't get me wrong. You have a star-studded thing, but just because you pack it with stars don't mean it's hilarious. I do like the Don't Be a Menace to Society While Drinking Juice in the Hood of South Central. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, that's a long title. That's a Wayne Brothers production. The first two Scary Movies were Wayne Brothers production. Then I was also a fan of, let's see here.
Did they do what?
Yes, they did White Chicks and Sixth Sense, and they did a good bit of movies. I will say that they did The Haunting. They did their own rendition of that too. So they had some good movies. Then you have, you know, Fluffy being in a few movies. You had Chris Tucker being Chris Tucker in some movies. Funny Talk, Friday, the whole Rush Hour series, you know. You had, you know, Bernie Mac, who was also in Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and ironically, my boy, Cat Williams was also a part of the Friday series. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of Michael Blackston?
Yes.
Motherfucker! You motherfucker! He played the blackest person I've ever seen in my entire life in movies.
Well, he either. Okay.
Just because they call me under the bed don't mean anything.
Do you know how dark it had to be under the bed? Dark. Come on.
That man is funny. Let's be real.
Yes, he is.
You have Eddie Murphy. Yes, he was hilarious. And
he's funny in Shrek.
He was killing it in the 80s, okay? He was murdering it in the 80s. Beverly Hills Cop series, Golden Child, 48 Hours. You had some great movies. Then in the early 90s, he started hitting with the Nutty Professor, Dr. Doolittle.
Those were weird.
You know, why were they weird?
The Nutty Professor, I just found weird, that's all.
Well, then you have, you know, Eddie. Oh, let's not forget about Coming to America. The first one. I haven't seen the second one.
Watch it.
I wasn't going to watch the second one either. But
I didn't watch the first one.
It brings me to another comedian he starred in a movie with, which honestly did not stay hilarious with me. And that was Martin Lawrence. I was a big Martin Lawrence fan at one point. I was. The man was hilarious to me. And then he wasn't. The Life movie with him and Eddie Murphy just... Now, granted, they both got killer mustaches, okay? They you know, him, Steve Harvey, Martin Lawrence, you know, Dr. Phil, they all got this mustache thing going. But,
Mr. I like Mr. Clear Eyes.
God. Let me tell you, Chuck, don't you talk about me and my mustache like that. Anyway. What dry eye, get clear eye. Anyway, then you have Will Smith. He wasn't a stand-up comedian, but Fresh Prince of Bel-Air had some of the funniest moments you could really get into. Tell me you didn't watch it. I dare you. Yeah, I thought so. Hey, you got the most popular dance. You got a few popular dances coming off of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Who hasn't did the walking out the door acting like they were Jazzy Jeff getting throughout the house?
I didn't.
Who hasn't done it? You haven't done it? No. But see, you don't even have much balance, so you probably did it without even noticing it. You know, walking out the door, tipping over, almost falling out.
I trip on my own feet. What can I say?
I'm not hearing you deny it, though.
I'm just saying my own feet.
I didn't say anything about you tripping on your feet. I said, you know, you probably had one of those moments where you look like DJ Jazzy Jeff getting thrown out the house. But Uncle Phil, I'm just saying.
Okay.
You got the Carlton dance. You have the jump on it dance. Now, here was another one. Have you ever seen any of the Kid and Play movies? You know, house party movies? Mm. You probably don't even know what house party movie. You're like, what the hell is house party?
Again, you knew what my life back was like growing up, so therefore.
Okay. Kid and Play.
I have a sneak in watching train, okay?
Wow, now that's the funniest moment of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Soul Train! She had to sneak in a wash. Oh my goodness. Okay. Wow. Wow. And on that
note, the only way I could watch wrestling is if I went to a friend's house to watch. Hey, so, you know.
I can't even follow up the Soul Train thing, people. I mean, wow. I've been... So on that note, I'm going to go ahead and say I appreciate every single one of you for listening to us. And we enjoy having you. We enjoy having you. Ooh. Listen to us. Check out, people. We're going ham. Ham, I say ham. So, how can people leave any comments for you, Miss Doohickey?
Well, they can connect on here at anchor.fm/gadgets85 or anchor.fm/different strokes of different.
Different strokes of different folks. Woo! That's what she said.
Or you can message me on Facebook at Gadget Dude. I have Instagram.
Oh, whoop whoop, Instagram!
For Gadget Doohickey. Woo!
Doohickey, she said.
That, so hit me up on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Meet me Instagram. Nope, that's it.
Look at her, she getting more popular. And if you want to be able to hit me up, you can be able to do that on any of my social medias, which would be Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook. That's right, Facebook as well now. And YouTube as well. Anchor as well. All with the
backslash. And what? Simply,
with the backslash. Freeze one. I have six, okay. Six! Not just two. So, if you want to be able to hit me up on any of them, just hit that backslash simplyreads1 and you'll be able to comment. Say what you want. Speak on it, I say. Speak on it. And not only that, but if you have suggestions of topics you want us to speak on, we will do so. There are plenty of movies that are out there we could talk about with the comedian twist. But there are plenty of comedians that are out there that have funny moments.
I do not like Tiffany Haddish.
I'm just saying. But in general, there are a lot of people out there who are funny. Cedric the Entertainment ain't entertainer ain't one, but there are plenty of them who are out there. Just saying. So, with that being said, we definitely appreciate every single one of you. And we will holler at you guys next time, because if you don't know what's up, now that's what's up. And Reese One out.
Bye.